Hello! Good
Hi!
evening from Manila. Wow.
Good morning from the US.
Welcome back to your dozen episodes.
Twelve na pala tayo.
We are now on our 12th episode of LDF Convos. So it's long distance friendship conversations with Jelly and Denise.
Yes. Yeah, so for tonight, ang pag-uusapan natin, so we'll have random ramblings, no?
Yes, syempre, dahil patapos na yung taon, syempre, di ba, ang daming nangyari ngayong taon, and at the same time, there were things that we actually miss out on a lot, and parang, for me, ito yung taon rin, apart from things that are really good that has happened naman to me, ang dami rin, what ifs, gets mo ba?
Yeah.
Ikaw, I don't know if you feel the same way, pero ako, yun talaga yung parang naisip ko, parang ang daming nangyari na magaganda rin naman, ang dami rin nangyaring hindi rin maganda, especially around the world, and it's been so terrible lately. Pero, parang, come to think of it, ang daming, yun yun eh, parang ang daming what if wala yung pandemya, what if ganito, so,
yeah.
So, ikaw, ano ba yung say yung, ano, what if mo?
Oh, sige, ano muna ako, pre-pandemic, so mga a couple of years ago, iniisip ko, what if hindi ako nag-states? What if di ako nag-migrate? Wow! What if magkatrabaho pa rin tayo hanggang ngayon dahil nga hindi ko kailangan umalis? Woo!
Ganda!
Yun yung unang naisip talaga. What if magkasama talaga pa rin tayo sa work? Actually, yung una ko talaga naisip is high school. Pero sabi ko, GC naman nun. Wag na yun. Tsaka, tapos yung next, what if di kami nag-break nung boyfriend ko nun?
Siguro, si Thesis. Si Thesis!
So, gagawin ko ang Thesis mo. Hindi ko siya makakalimutan. Oo, kasi kung hirap na hirap ako nun, diba? So, what if kung hindi kami nag-break, tapos nag-states pa rin ako? Ano kaya yung life ko ngayon? Yuck, kasi pinlan na namin lahat nun eh. Yuck, mangyayari ba kaya talaga yun? Gusto mo may yuck ba? Nagre-regret. Uy, hindi ko naman nare-regret na naging kami. Nare-regret ko na pinaikot ko yung mundo ko around him. Wow!
Correct. Totoo naman yun. At saka ano ka talaga, you were naive. Hindi ko sasabihin you were young kasi you were already nasa 20 ka nung na-realize mo to, diba? So, yeah.
Ayun, yun lang naman. Yun yung mga una kong mga what if. Mga, hindi siya super life-changing, pero it will affect how my life is now kung iba yung nangyari. Pinakamalaki talaga nun yung kung hindi ako lumipat dito sa States. At nagtataka.
Yun yung parang
baby
madalas
girl pa rin kaya ako. Masaya pa rin kaya ako sa trabaho ko. Wide eye, bright eyes.
Ayun, ikaw. Ako, marami rin ako what ifs. Parang, if I think about it, sometimes I think of what if I stayed in my first job, or minsan, as in, napaka-random nun, parang minsan, pagka, yung, alam mo yung, madalas kasi siya mangyayari sa akin, yung pagka patulog na ako, parang, nagda-die down yung utak ko, so parang kung ano iniisip ko, daming scenarios na nag-play in my head, so yun, what if yun, parang, ano naman siya, so what if, ganon. Or yung pinakamadalas late, since nga malapit na ako ikasal, papakasal ako in a few days, yung pinaka isa sa mga what ifs ko is parang what if yung pandemic, what if my friends were there, parang mga ganon, more of parang a little nostalgic, pero not nostalgic, a little sad, but at the same time, yun, parang more of ganon lang, parang it's always just a thought that's running across your head. Mm-mm. Tapos parang at the same time meron din siya minsan na what if hindi ko to ginawa, or what if hindi pandemic, what if pwede akong mag-travel elsewhere, may mga ganun ako minsan. As in, yung alam mo yung hindi naman siya sobrang malalim, pero ano lang siya, pampa it sometimes keeps you up at night, I guess, para may mga moments na ganun.
Ikaw, tapos, before you go to bed, kaya hirap nun kasi di ka talaga makakatulog.
Oo, di ba ako sinasabi sa minsan. Pero, I think, Ziggy would disagree, sasabi niya sa akin, ang bilis po kayo makatulog. Pero, usually, kapag kahimbawa, mag-isa lang ako, mas madalas ko siya naramdaman. Na parang, yung
silent, makatulog. A A silent mind is a devil's playground. Tama ba? An idle! An idle mind.
An idle mind.
Is a devil's playground.
Correct. Pero yun, so yun, madalas yun mangyari sa akin. Tapos, at the same time. Pero sometimes yun, that's when creativity sort of kicks in as well. When I'm, yun, so parang, ayun. Pero, ang question ko naman sa'yo is, this sa mga what ifs mo, parang, is it really more of what if lang? Na parang wala lang alternate scenario or parallel universe or more of you regret it or meron ka ba mga regrets na naiisip na sana ginawa ko to, sana nag-stay ako or hindi naman. Parang more of wala lang, gusto mo lang siyang isipin na parang siguro ganito yung mangyayari pero parang it's more of just an afterthought na lang.
For me, hindi siya as a regret. Like, yeah, you're right. It's more of an afterthought na parang ano kaya yung mangyari sa akin? Ano kaya yung life ko ngayon if yun yung nangyari? Pero, hindi siya regret kasi happy naman ako kung nasan ako ngayon. Siguro kung, ano, pag tinanong mo ako on a day na bad trip ako sa trabaho, siguro regret siya. depende sa situation. Joke lang. Hindi. No, seryoso. Masaya naman ako sa kung nasan ako ngayon. Especially, I mean, hindi ako masayang may pandemic, pero naisip ko din na what if nga, no, walang pandemic? Siguro hindi kami as close ng kapatid ko ngayon na si Sophia. So, may sister ako who's 13 years younger than me. And recently, yung daddy ko tsaka si kuya, they're just so happy na we are like sisters talaga. Before this kasi, like, oo, close kami, pero hindi kami as close now. Because dahil nga may pandemic, nung times na virtual school siya, kaming dalawa lang yung magkasama sa bahay. So parang forced kami to bond with each other.
I think it's also partly because yung age difference nyo rin. Alaki rin kasi ng gap yung dalawa eh. Yun eh, parang different kayo. So parang you were forced to live with each other.
Oo.
Yeah. Tapos parang na-realize ko, similar rin with me here sa Manila naman. Dito, syempre dahil I was forced to go home. Well, oo, binabayaran ko pa rin yung condo naman sa Pasig. Pero, but still, alam ka namang mag-order in ako every time, di ba? So, I needed to go home also. Tsaka at the same time, parang ang hirap dahil hindi ka makagalaw. Parang nung time na yun kasi the scare then was yung sa Manila na back then. Was hindi ka na talaga makaka-uwi. I mean, parang pagka na-lock ka sa isang seat, dun ka na lang. So, yun yung takot ko noon, na parang shocks, hindi ko na sila makikita. Tapos at the same time, shocks, mag-force akong maglabaw, which is nangyari naman dito. Sorry, sobrang check your privilege, ma'am. Pero ganun talaga yung nangyari sa akin, kasi naglabaw ako, ganyan. As in, ano, hand washing ng clothes ko, kasi maarte ako. So, that happened. But anyway.
Ay, may ayun. Ano ko dyan. Alam mo ba?
Sige.
Naisip ko, isipin mo ah, na-force ka diba matuto maglaba? Eh ngayon, ikakasal ka na, so mag-move out ka na, so maglalaba ka talaga.
Ay, hindi, mag-aano
so, it was kami. Just... Ayaw mo mahayag. Hindi, kasi si daddy, lagi niya yung sinasabi sa akin, tuwing ako yung nagluluto sa umaga, lahat ng ginagawa mo ngayon, pinaprepare ka lang ni Lord para pag nag-asawa ka na. Kasi syempre, magkakaroon ka sarili, pamilya. Ikaw magluluto, sabi ko. Sabi ko, hindi, no, nagluluto ako dahil gusto ko, nakakaloka to. Medyo ano kasi, traditional si daddy, so, kebs lang.
Kasi I was about to say, ah, porkit ako'y babae, ako magluluto.
Ay, hindi naman. Tinatanong naman niya na kung marunong din magluto si Patrick. Kasi yung sister ko naman, pareho sila nagluluto. Tapos, ano, salitan sila. So, sinasabi niya lang sa ano dapat ganun. Pero, dahil nga siya, traditional siya na lumaki, traditional conservative, whatever you wanna call it, old school.
Yeah.
Nasanay siya na, you know, yung girl talaga
girl.
Yung, ano. Pero nung dumipat naman siya dito, na-force naman siya na, siya na din yung gumagawa ng gawaing bahay. Mas malinis pa yung banyo niya kaysa sa banyo namin. Can I just say? Kasi araw-araw niyang nililinis
yun.
Yun ang kalala.
Wow! Yeah. Alright. So, actually, okay. Sa amin naman yung Ziggy siya naman yung OC eh. Bigla ko na-realize. Sobrang kalat kong tao. Alam
mo? Ayan. May maglilinis na for you. Hindi mo kailangan.
My God. Nakita ko yung room ko ngayon. Parang, my God, it's so cool. But anyway. But yeah, yun yung mga parang... I guess yun, kaming dalawa ni Iya, we became, well, we were okay naman before, pero parang being stuck in the in the house for about, 9 months? So, we became closer, even my sisters. So, syempre, hindi naman lang closer, minsan nagkakainisan din kayo kasi kayo kayo lang nagkakakitaan. So parang it brought out the best and the worst. Tapos at the same time, okay lang, parang ganun talaga, ma-accept mo rin. Oo. So yun, I think kung hindi naman, gets ko yung sinasabi naman na parang hindi siya, parang hindi naman siya what if or, ano, it's really just an afterthought yung mga what ifs ko. Pero, ayun, parang naisip ko rin lang na hindi ko naman siya nire-regret na nangyari yun. Lala lang.
Yun din, diba? Ko lang siya. Mm-mm. Live life with no regrets, just love. Weekend! Hindi, totoo. Actually, kung datanangin mo ako nung medyo mas bata pa ako, siguro sagot ko, oo, regret yon. Pero ngayon kasi natuto na ako to see the brighter things in every situation. Na parang, it's a learning experience and you wouldn't be who you are now if it wasn't for that, whatever that situation was.
Oh, mature!
Sorry. Nagugulat ako sa mga sinasabi ko. Wow. Ito nga, seryoso. Kasi dati may bitterness pa ako pag tinatanong ako, ganyan. Lalo na sa pag-move ko dito, di ba? Parang sinisisi ko pa yung magulang ko. Wow, ang kapal naman ng mukha ako, di ba? Itong totoong check your privilege, mami. Nagalit ako na pinatira ako sa Amerika. Binigyan ako ng kotse. Nako, alam mo yun. Pero ngayon, I think I wouldn't be who I am.
Wow! So proud of you, though.
Yeah. Oh, ang dami ko na rin kasi natutunan. Yung first few years ko ng moving here, regret talaga siya. Pero now, it's just, I mean, I like where I am.
Yun lang siya. Totoo naman. Actually, minsan yung what if na yun will also make you realize, yun nga, parang I think where it's coming from also is, parang sometimes I do it to make me appreciate what I have now. Parang, like, it's the same way na, for example, yung mga sinasabi ko na, what if nag-stay ako sa job na yun, posible na mataas pa rin yung position ko, pero posible na hindi pa rin, I wouldn't be able to earn as much as I'm earning now, or be able to save up for things that I have right now. Parang, while I was able to give up some things, parang, more of the progression, pero it's more of the, yung financial stability naman, yung na-gain ko from it. Ano pa ba? More of yung sort of nangyari with the whole situation of getting married now. Parang, while yes, we won't be able to spend it with the friends that we adore, but it made us realize na talagang gusto namin yung isa't isa kasi despite everything, we will still, parang, di ba? Parang we still found the way na gagawin namin talaga to and we'll push through with it. The same way na, ayun, parang, I think ganun siya, no? Parang, you find some form of lesson or some form of good thing about it. And, I think that's why, yun yung okay lang sana, siguro. Hindi naman sa nag-preach tayo. Hindi naman sa nag-preach, pero parang, if ever you find yourself na parang, you would be in a what-if situation, or parang nakapaisip ka na what-if ganito yung nangyari, parang okay lang naman yun na mag-settle siya sa mind mo. Pero, ang sana mangyari is that it makes you realize what are the good things that you have na hindi mo makukuha, or kung hindi nangyari yon, or kung hindi mo ginawa yon. Parang gets, parang ano siya, more of ganon. Parang, of course, sometimes it looks gloomy, not everything naman, ano, pero sana you find light in it, diba?
Yeah, and if you always find yourself thinking what if of a certain situation, kunyari paulit-ulit mo siya naiisip, if possible, gawin mo siya. Pero wag yung ano, what if balikan mo yung ex mo? Ganon. Wag yun. Joke lang. Hindi, kunyari, what if you move to this, ganyan. Find a way to do it if it always lingers. Yeah. Kasi it just means na you're craving to experience that change para malaman mo kung, mo nga kung, kung bakit mo nga siya lagi naiisip. Kasi there's a reason why lagi mo siya naiisip na what if kaya ganito, what if kaya ganyan, di ba?
Oo. Parang that's the fire. Fire is the perfect mix of trying to fulfill whatever it is your heart desires. Kasi di ba parang, if I learned something from yung usap natin with Cole, is that it kept coming back to her, eh, those things like baking, being able to help out. Parang, humahanap ng way back to you. So, baka yun yung way, para sometimes when you think about the what-ifs in your head, para, baka that's a chance of, I don't know, a higher being. If you believe in God, baka yun yun. If you believe in something else other than that, parang baka it's just the universe's way of telling you na parang, oh, baka you, this is the time for you to do it. And yeah, you have to take the shot. Kasi sayang din pagka na-miss out mo yun, diba? Mm-mm.
Always remember lang, it's ano, ano yun? You'll never know unless you try. Gusto mo yung ano? Alam ko yung sasabihin ko, pero lagi ko ano yun. You'll never know unless you try talaga. Diba?
Oo, totoo naman yun. Kasi, I guess with everything naman, na parang, whether it's more of career choice, love life choice, or anything in particular, mm-hmm, you will really never know until you experience it. Kasi it will only be what if nga. So, yeah, diba? Or if only. Mas maganda, parang ang pinakamahirap yung if only, I think. Yung parang, kung pwede lang sana. Kasi yun talaga parang wala talagang choice. Parang may kailangan factor eh. Kung what if siya, parang I think mas open siya or mas opportunistic. Or feeling ko lang yun, nag-invento lang naman po ako. Hindi naman po ako nag-aral.
Hindi, feeling ko tama ko ka naman na ikaw yung, it will depend on you kung mangyayari yun o hindi. Kapag what if, diba? Hindi mo naman pwede sabihin, what if, ganito. Yung tapos yung iba yung mag-take ng action. Gets.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
Kaya yun. Bye.
Siguro the biggest what if for me ngayong pandemic is, what if wala nga ang pandemic? Hindi nakita na kami ni Patrick. Lande.
Talandi po siya. Oh, diba? Para naisip ko, makita alam mo yung isa sa mga naluloko talaga ako. Magkasama tayo. Siguro nagre-record. Actually, pero if you think about it, kung hindi nangyari yung pandemic, baka wala tong podcast na to.
Yun din. Actually, kasi hindi naman natin maiisip to. I mean, hindi. Parang, hindi tayo stuck sa bahay eh. So, may gagawin tayo, tapos hindi siya magkocross ng mind natin. Tama ka. So hindi ako grateful for the pandemic, pero I'm grateful for the lessons that I've learned. Wow.
Yeah. Ganda pa year ender po tayo. May pa brownie ka ba? Pa brownie.
Pagi naman ng brownie diyan, wala kaming ganyan eh, paham meron kami. May paham kami, hoy, first time. Hindi
so oy, happy for you.
Hindi uso dito yung ano, yung Christmas bonus.
Siya mga Christmas
basket. Ibigay mo na ang aming Christmas.
Pati na ang 13th month pay. Para na, okay na. Okay.
Pero yun. I don't know. Walang masama sa mga what ifs. And kung nakapaisip kayo ng what if. Medyo kasi meron siyang ano, negative connotation nun, na parang regret siya. Pero it's, life's what you make it. So,
yeah, exactly. And parang, it's more of, I guess, yun nga, parang if you ever have that nga, it's more of being able to see the light. Or parang, it's more of you being able to understand better the situation that you're in, more than it is regretting and glooming over it. Which, you know, alam mo, ako madalas ko rin gawin yan. Again, ito na naman ako. So, sobrang Debbie Downer. Pero, madalas ko yung gawin kasi parang may pagkano tayo. May pagka self-pity si ate. May pity party lagi. Pero, madalas, pagka naiisip ko siya, like, yun, kapag kaya ngayon, pag pinag-uusapan, parang, kadiri ka, ang imo mo. Ang imo! Pagkano, masyadong pasakit. Pasakit. Hindi yan kaya isolve ni Santa Rosalda. Joke lang. Pero yun, more of that. So there, it's really more of being able to see it in a different light, being able to act on it kung kaya pa. More of that, kasi sana we live life, you know, live life without regrets, or parang, you know, but live a life filled with lessons. Parang mas dapat yun yung lumabas. And yun, as we end the year, I guess, parang sana yun yung matakeaway ng mga tao. While yes, hindi maganda si COVID, hindi siya magandang experience. This is a historical moment for everyone.
Yeah.
Kasi sino pa ba ang henerasyon ulit na makakapagsabi na naabutan natin yung COVID? Alam mo, sabi ko, pinag-usapan namin ng parents ko, parang isipin mo sila, I don't know how old your dad is, pero like my mom, mga 65, they've been through so much. Technically, naabutan na nila yung martial law sa Pilipinas. Tapos naabutan pa nila yung pandemya. Parang, ang dami na nila naabutan in their lifetime. Parang, di ba, it's such a, and at the same time, tayo naman, parang it's our first time. And it feels so different to be remote and to be able to not experience connecting with people. Nasanay ka na parang close-closean ka sa mga tao. Yeah. Kasi yun talaga, yung pag naiisip ko ngayong pandemic, yun yung parang pinaka-na-miss ko yung mga connections. Yun yung parang more of you what if we, parang minsan, alam mo yung tipong pag nakakita ako ng tao, like sa office, kasi pag pumapasok kami, parang alam mo yung may temptation ka to like, just
hi!
Interact, or parang more of interact na parang, I wanna talk to you some more, I want to like, tell you everything that happened to me, pero... Alam mo, sobrang limited. Tapos at the same time, nakakapagod siya kasi naka-mask ka, naka-face shield ka. Tapos pag nagsasalita ka, parang it takes more breath out of you na parang hingal na hingal ka. So, parang nakakapagod siya. So, for me, parang, ayun, yun yung mga nakakamiss. Yeah. Pero, at the same time, it really makes you realize yun who are the people that you're worth. You will make an effort of seeing, being able to talk to online, kasi more of online, kasi syempre hindi pa naman tayo pwede magkita-kita talaga. Na if ever you will, really make sure that you have safe distance, ganyan. Pero yun, parang sana yun parang sana matakeaway mo this year.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with everything that you said. Nakaka-miss talaga makipag-interact with other people. At saka sobrang awkward din when you run into someone in the grocery, di ba? Parang, ay! Ano bang gagawin natin? Awkward na awkward talaga. Kasi ako talaga, distance. Pero may mga iba na parang, no.
No, back thank up you. Back up.
Oo, yung pinag-usapan namin kagabi ni Kuya, parang, alam mo yun, sabi nga namin na, we go to the grocery and we go home ganyan. Tas so far okay pa naman kami. Kumakawatang. Tas parang sinasabi lang namin proper precaution lang kasi talaga. Social distance guys pa rin. May mga iba kasi na medyo carefree na din sila ganyan. So ang hirap. Oof. Anyway, natanggal
ko 'yung hygiene na, friend.
Ha? Oo, hygiene. Yun talaga. Yun sinasabi namin ni Kuya parang pag-uwi naman namin, naliligo kami agad. Hugas ng kamay every time. Hand sanitizer, all that. Tapos parang ako, okay naman kami. Just wear your mask.
Oo, that really helps. I mean, I think that really helps and that would prevent a lot of things. Grabe, sana. Pero sana natapos na to kasi nakaka-miss na gawin na without the mask without everything else. Parang, in as much as I would want to do those things, of course, I care about other people and it's more of also being polite.
Yeah.
Na, di ba, respect another person's life as well by protecting yourself and protecting them as well. Pero yeah, ay, nakakamiss.
Yeah, nakakamiss mag-interact ng tao, mag-celebrate ng walang... Ay... Tsaka nang makita diba? Na mga tao. Ay, nalungkot tuloy. Nalungkot bigla.
Diba? Parang isipin mo, parang medyo isipin mo yung mga times na parang pagpunta mo sa airport, like yung mga ganun, hindi na siya the same way na yung excitement niya. Parang, pag lumalabas mo ng bahay, it's really anxious, anxiety na lang.
Oo.
Yung mataas sa akin. Parang, ito na naman, lalabas na naman ako, ganyan.
Tsaka yung or ano, that. Ngayon pag nasa labas ka, kine-crave mo na umuwi ka na agad. Matapos na yung kailangan mong gawin para makauwi ka na agad. Hirap.
Diba? Sad. Parang, it's sad. Pero, ganun talaga. So, sana, I pray for a better year for us.
Yes.
Pero sige, ito. Ano naman yung parang, siguro, para sa outro! Ito na mag-outro na lang. pero maliit, mixing episode lang naman to. Kasi parang, I think, it's really just a random rambling.
So, yeah.
Ako parang more of ikaw ba what ano yung gusto mong gawin sa 2021? Ano sana magawa mo?
Ang sana magawa ko sa 2021 is I'm hoping na makuha ko na yung citizenship ko next year. Yun lang. Na,
okay. Kasi, I'm praying for that.
Oo, kasi ang tagal ko siya hinintay. Ano, for a time kasi nagkaroon ng, sabi nila mahirap daw, ganyan. Tapos puro mix yung mga reviews, mix yung mga experiences ng mga tao, good and bad. So hopefully, maging smooth sailing siya and wala akong kailanganin na i-prove ganyan-ganyan kasi dito naman talaga ako nakatara. Ganun. Yun lang. So that's what I'm hoping for. There's a lot of other things, pero like I said, dahil nga may pandemic pa, ang hirap eh. I can't plan for, you know, a career advancement because everyone's struggling right now. How do I expect the company to promote me when struggle yung benta? Ganun mo yun. Even if I'm performing well. So, wala akong plano sa life kayo.
Oh, it's wala okay. Actually, hindi naman masama na wala kang parang na hindi ka nang super planning ahead. Mm-mm. Pero, if as long as you keep moving, I guess, iba rin yun. Yung parang, okay lang na wala ka munang plano, pero kung, as in literally, wala ka, no, as in stagnant ka lang, iba rin yun. Iba rin,
oo.
Diba? Hindi naman yun okay.
Yung pagkawala ko namang plano, is may ginagawa pa rin naman ako. It's just that I'm not setting high expectations for myself. For now.
Yeah, okay. Siguro naman
mga
yun.
Next ako week, rin. Bago na.
Next week, ang ganda. Joke lang. Well, sa bagay, technically, isipin mo, parang 3 weeks, 4 weeks na lang bagong taon na. Tama ba? 2 weeks, 3 weeks? So, technically, tama ka rin naman. Baka, oo nga eh. Sobrang life-changing gago. Gago.
Ano? Nagago pa.
My God. Pero yeah.
Ikaw, anong plano mo for next year, for yourself?
For myself? More of, to work on being more of hindi siya plano like on other things, pero what I plan to work on myself is yung ako, sarili ko, more of to manage how I deal with things, to manage how I work, parang, if that makes sense, parang not just work ha, parang more of how I treat myself and how I sometimes kasi di ba parang alam mo to kasi lagi mo rin ako nasasabihin, and I think I've heard it enough from other people this year na kailangan kong maging mabait sa sarili ko in a way that makes it not unfair for me kasi feeling ko I treat myself unfairly sometimes, parang yun yung ano nga ba yung sinasabi na imposter syndrome kasi siya, yung parang akala mo you're not good enough pero there's such a thing as parang not thinking that you're good enough than not thinking you're not worth it or not even worthy of anything. So, yun yung, I think that's something I need to work on this coming year. And even, I mean, now also. Kasi parang, syempre, hindi naman maganda na palagi akong ganito. And while, you know, while si Ziggy and you guys are there to always make me feel validated,
mm-mm,
iba rin naman yung magagaling yung validation sa akin. Kasi syempre, di ba? Para iba yun eh. Nakakapagod rin externally yun na hingin sa mga tao. So, di ba? Ay, alam ko naman na sasabihin yun na hindi kayo makapagod doon yun. Pero para syempre, nakakahiya naman. Mahiya naman ako sa inyo. Parang, at least patunayan ko naman na tama naman kayo at the very least. And mapapatunayan ko lang yun. If I
accept mo sa sarili mo.
So, ayun. Sorry, nag-ano tayo. Lumayo tayo, lumihis tayo slightly. Pero, that's it. So, guys, as we come into the new year, please, we hope that you stay with us,
tana. Yeah.
Hindi ko alam kung ano sinasabi ko, pero yun, I hope you guys be able to live a life of no regrets, only lessons to be learned.
Yes. Oh, ang ganda nun. I love it. So, yun. Bye.
If you like our episode,
so, sorry,
please
sorry,
message us. Sana mag-outro tayo.
Ay, sige, go, please go message us. Follow us on Instagram, LDF Convos. Wala pa yung laman for now. Yan. So follow us. Don't forget to subscribe. Follow us on Spotify because we're not Spotify.
Oh, diba? Wala. Hindi po kami Spotify exclusive.
Spotify exclusive! Hindi kami Spotify. Wale. So, meron din kami sa Apple Podcast. If you prefer Apple, We're available there.
Or meron din kami sa ano, Pocket Cast. Actually, wherever you prefer, right?
We're everywhere. Kahit ayaw niyo.
Wala pa kayo. We're always there. We're always there. Yes. Paano outro? O siya, yeah. Sige na. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.